Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Speak Your Mind Radio with your host Brenda Williams. Every Thursday night, world topics, interviews you won't hear anywhere else. Let's go. 347-857-3692. You're on the line now with the beautiful, talented author Brenda Williams.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Speak Your Mind Radio. We have a hot author spotlight tonight. We are speaking with Miss Loretta, and I haven't really had the opportunity to read her book, but I read up on it, and it's some powerful stuff. So I'm excited to even have her in, to have her as our spotlight tonight. Just exciting. This excitement is overwhelming. She's a very positive woman. She offers so much of herself, and just, I'm just excited and elated. Now, so our author spotlight, I need you to press one so I can bring you in, because there's several people on the line, and I want to bring you in first since you are our spotlight. Okay, 6605. Is this my spotlight tonight?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Hey, hey, how are you? Sorry if I sound
groggy.
I'm very tired. I just came from a show, and I just jumped up, and I was like, oh, I have the show to do. But I was at a masquerade ball, and we just partied like rock stars all night. And we must have got home about 3 o'clock today, but we partied all night. You know how that is, and everybody sees each other in the morning.
Yes.
Congratulations. I'm elated to be talking to you today. You are our spotlight person today, our author today, and I'm excited to be talking to you. Again, just your positivity to me is overwhelming. And everything that you bring, I know that your book is step by step. And I just want for you to now just give our viewers a little bit of information about you. Just tell them some details about you, like how long you've been writing, where you're out of, just a little bit of like a little bio about yourself.
Okay. First of all, before I go into me, I just want to thank you, Brenda. You have always been an inspiration to me. Anytime I come through with somebody that I'm feeling is good, and good and positive. You always open up your show to the people that I bring on. You've never turned away anybody. You've always given everybody an opportunity to come on, whether they be independent artists or whatever their genre is, entrepreneurs. You always open up a door. And for that, I say thank you to you, that you have stepped into your calling, and that takes a big person to be able to know who they are and confident in who they are and willing to share how in the spotlight with someone else, glory to God, because everybody's not in that place. Because some people get to a place and they you know what I'm saying, they get and they start doing well, and it's all about them, and they start closing doors. But your door is always open to anybody that's trying to move forward, and I thank God for this station. And you, as a woman of God, you know, and just your positivity, you know, it enlightens and it enlarges so many people where they wouldn't even have a platform to come, you know, or to be able to speak their mind, you know, about issues. Your issues are always on point. You know, they're about real life stuff, you know, and that right there is so important, because I'm all into church, but I'm in a place where the people that don't go to church need to have a place too. They believe God. They believe in God, but they would rather die out in the street than to come into a church. And then your show opens it up for them to be able to express themselves, whether it be religion, politics, domestic violence, whatever the topic is. It's always somebody that's in need to be uplifted and sometimes challenged and called out in their mess. You know what I'm saying? So I just thank God for you and all that you do and bring, you know, to the people. So I thank God for you.
Thank you so much.
And for even allowing me to even have a you know, a spotlight. I'm always bringing somebody, you know, somebody in, and once again, you never, you know, shut them down. You just go ahead and let them do their thing. And so many have I've seen them grow since coming on your show. So I just thank God for this open door. I thank God for the open. Anyway,
thank you so much. That's so sweet of you.
I needed to say that because that's real. I got several books out. My first book, Step by Step from the Project to My Palace, it's about a journey that I was on. And what happened was I wrote this book out of a place of pain, you know, and a place of frustration, a place of not really knowing who I was. I wrote the books not knowing how to read. You know what I'm saying? Not saying I didn't know how to read, but my highest grade reading was third, fourth grade reading. You know, because I started, you know, like my life went left young. You know what I'm saying? Really young. And I remember being in elementary school cutting class, because, you know what I'm saying? And the teachers trying to teach me, and I was so distracted in my mind because I had started getting molested when I was young. You know, and so I couldn't keep up with the rest of the kids. And I'll never forget my second, because when you're in grade school, you have the same teacher all the way up. And I guess she noticed a change in me. And she pulled me out, and she started teaching me how to play chess. That's how I know how to be all over the place. You know, I learned that, you know, young, how to be over the, you know, to move yourself out of certain situations. I didn't know that that's what I would be doing, but I knew it was something to keep my mind together. And so I didn't have the same training that the other kids had, because I was like off the side, you know, trying to make a move or trying to, you know, do something to keep myself sane. And, you know what I'm saying, in my chaos. It's funny how you can be in a household with you know, two parents and everybody's doing well, and then, you know, everybody in the family is thriving, and then it's just that one child that's going through something that the rest of the kids don't even see or even notice, you know, and the parents don't notice, you know. So this right here is something that that I grew up with, not being like on the same level as everybody else. You know, I was a loner. I was just so many things. And this book tells the story, my first book. And when I wrote it in a place of pain, not knowing how to put the sentences together, never having read a book. The first book I read, I was in my 40s, and that was when I read Genesis in the Bible. You know, my whole life I had never read a book, so I didn't have anything to compare it to. You know what I'm saying? So I wrote the book, you know what I'm saying, just out of who I was and what I was feeling inside. And the book that I wrote, it was filled with so many tears, and it was, oh my God, it was just had so many chapters and chapters. And as I continued to write, I began to get lighter on the inside. So the writing was freeing me. And I was like, all of a sudden, I started feeling a change going on inside of me, because I was learning how to forgive myself. I was learning how to let go of the pain that I had held on to from a child, you know. And it was just so, what's the word? It was so refreshing. It was so refreshing to relieve. It was like I was just shedding, and I was just shedding, and I was shedding. And like I said, the book was filled with tears. But, and I mean, and I wrote, my first book has several volumes to it. The first one from the project in my palace, it's just a snippet, because when I took it to the publisher, they started saying, you can't put that in there, because all the stuff that I was doing, they were like, you can't put that in there. We're not trying to get sued. You better take them names out of there. So by the time they got finished cutting everything and thing out of the book, the book was just like so thin. But it was a part of who I was, and it was a part of my recovery and my road to Christ. You know, because you could go to church and not even have a relationship with God. And that's what I was doing, just going and not really having that relationship until God started delivering me. And my first book delivered me. That book was for me. It delivered me. And then wow. I started, the first book delivered me. And it speaks a lot about, you know, just and I was able to see where I started going wrong and, you know what I'm saying, how, my mindset was and how, you know what I'm saying, how off I was in my thinking. And then that brought me to my second book. I was arrested. I went to jail. And I was just like, my life is just, I just got so many different chapters. So I don't even know where to start. But I'm going to fast forward to where I am now with my second book. The name of it is I Didn't Do the Crime, But I Have to Do the Time. And what this book is saying is that how somebody that didn't even do anything could be related or connected to somebody that did a crime, and they have to do the time. Because I don't care how much you say that you don't, I ain't going to be bothered with him. You're still connected to that person. You may not see that person or want to, you don't have anything to do with that person. That don't break the connection. You know what I'm saying? Just because I don't see my sister all the time, that don't stop her from being my sister. And you got to understand that there's generational curses, glory to God. And because we come from the same bloodline, glory to God, when one is in trouble, glory to God, that thing, glory to God, it continues to carry on through the generation. So there's some things that a person may not have ever done. They just was born into a generation, glory to God, of drugs, a generation of abuse. I'm saying generational curses, what I meant to say. Generational curses, and it affects some more than others. Hallelujah. It affects some more than others. And this right, the book is trying to show that behind bars, there's people that are behind bars that really didn't do anything except they were caught up in a bloodline. Hallelujah, glory to God. They had a debt that the debt had to be paid. So you see behind, I go into the prison. I do prison ministry. And I do prison ministry. So I go into Valhalla and I do the men's prison, and I see how much, and how, oh my God, I see how it affects not just them. See, they're looking at it from their point of view. Okay, I'm in here and I got to do this time, so I need you to look out for me. I need a package and I need, you know what I'm saying? See, their mind ain't even on what you're going through or what the family's going through on the outside. The only thing they can see is where they're at, you know, and that right there is selfish. It's selfish. Hallelujah. It's selfish. But the book, It incorporates not just the person behind bars, but it speaks to the person that's outside of the bars, that's locked down with the person that's in bars, that is behind the bars. You get what I'm saying? It speaks, you know, to different segments or different portions and how the devil gets in and how he uses people to one person to lock down a whole family. You know, one person, if he could get one person to commit a crime, that locks down that whole family. And it continues, and it's a cycle. Some things become a cycle. I'm not really really explaining it the way it really needs to be explained. You just have to get the book to read it and to understand it. The book is in Valhalla. It's doing well up in the prison. It's been used as a workshop. It's in Sing Sing. I Didn't Do the Crime, But I Have to Do the Time. It's used as a tool for men and women to be free, because it has questions and answers. It has different scenarios. It speaks about how the enemy tricks people into doing things. It talks about relationships. It talks about marriage. It's just a genre of things. It don't look like what it is, because at first glance, I told you that I'm not, you know what I'm saying, my way of writing is not the normal, because I wasn't taught normally, like you know what I'm saying, like the average person that went to school, you know what I'm saying. So at first glance, it would look like, oh, this is too much. And see, and because it looks like it's too much, you need to know that this book right here is just enough. It's just enough to get you delivered. I don't care whether you've been to jail or whether you have not been to jail, because it speaks to the entire bracket, the whole really mankind. You know, and it's just something there for everybody. There's something in there for everybody. It's been scriptures. It has questions and answers. You know, questions like why would, if God if God is a healer, why are so many people sick? You know what I'm saying? It speaks to, okay, if God owns, why, you know what I'm saying, why is there poverty? So it has these questions that people will ask you, especially behind bars. You know what I'm saying? Because it's those things that put people in a position that they feel like they got to go and commit a crime. Because lack or someone being sick, those things push you up against a wall, and you feel like the only thing that you know how to do is go ahead and get what you got to get or do what you got to do to make this problem go away, not realizing that there's repercussions behind it. Hallelujah. So it just continues to be talked about how the enemy attacks marriages. It's so many different things. So many different things. It's truly, 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 I believe, a blessing. And I'm going to use this book as a training to train men and women to start going into the prison. You know, so it's really a well-rounded book, I believe. And like I said, it's not just me, not just because I wrote it. It's because I know that it was written under the unction of the Holy Ghost. And then I know that there's power in this book because everybody that has read it has come back and it's made a difference. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be doing something that ain't going to make no difference to nobody. Whether it sells a million copies or whether it sells one, if that one soul, if that one person can get delivered, a job well done. Job well done. So it's not about being the biggest. It's about being the best at what you're doing for God. And that's what God is looking at, the heart in which the book was written. It came out of a place of pain, but it brought purpose. It brought purpose. And that right there is what the book really talks about, is that sometimes that we have to get to that place of being broken, to that place of, you know, being in pain, to that place of sorrow. To, you know what I'm saying? Those are the places that we get to find God. You won't know Jesus as a healer if you've never been sick. You won't know him as one that provides if you already provided for. So sometimes he allows things to happen for us to understand and to get us to the place that we can see him. Because without these things happening, without him allowing these things to happen, we go off and we just forget all about it. And he's the creator of everything. He created us. He created us. You know. So there's just so many things and so many different ways that God would have us to reach out to him in these places that we wouldn't normally do if we were content. You know, we have to get uncomfortable sometimes in order for God to make us comfortable. You know, because without being pushed, you know, you will stay right where you are. Sometimes you have to go to the next level, and that's gonna take a push. And sometimes God got to push us, not to hurt us, you know what I'm saying, not to kill us, but it's to get us to wake up and step up out of it, to go ahead and do what you got to do. Because we, you know what I'm saying, we all came here with an assignment. You know, so the like I said, the books are great because they're just great experiences, and I thank God. I'm not bitter about my life. I'm not bitter about the things. At the time I was, until I started writing. At the time I was so like, why is this happening to me? Why am I the only one that, you know what I'm saying, that got to go through so much? It just seemed like I was in so many different bad situations my whole life. But it wasn't until I started writing was I free from the burden of it, because it was a burden that I had to carry around from a little girl all the way up until I actually came into a relationship with God. Because you could, like I said, you could go to church all day long, you know what I'm saying, and still not even know who God is, never have that relationship. And it's only in that place where you begin to be free.
I agree with you. So you said you had a lot of books. How many do you have in total that you've written?
I've actually written four total, but I have two published by two different companies, and now I've started my own company. So my CD and my next book will be out in 2018, coming out of my company. Yeah, God, you know, I'm like, God is amazing. He will give somebody a business a business of books, that's the name of my company, Bob, Business of Books, that never even read a book, You know what I'm saying? So you could just see that God is, you know, that God does for me. You know, how would he allow me, somebody like me, that never had the education, that never had the proper training, that never had, you know, that never, you know, wasn't able to be like the rest of the kids, because God has set me aside to be able to do this, to show people that you don't have to have it all together. Just go ahead and do what you need to do. You don't have to have every dot, you know, every I dotted and every T crossed to go ahead and be able to get your point across. You know, in my book, they, you know, and I believe that the people really get it, especially those ones, those underdogs, those black sheep, those ones, the ones that feel like, you know, that they can't achieve because they don't have what everybody else has. And God is just using me to show that I can take anybody. And I can take the worst person that, you know, because everybody counted me out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody counted me out. Everybody overlooked me because they didn't think that I would ever amount to anything. But I'm here as a witness to God. I'm here as a witness to God that God could take anything and anybody and use them for his glory. He could turn around every situation, every circumstance, every trial and every tribulation that I went to have brought me to this place in my life. You know, and had it not been for him to allow me to know who he is, I would still be stuck. I would still be stuck. But he allowed me to come out, and I thank him for that. I thank him for that. So that's why I run hard, because when I was in the world, I was running hard. I'm not going to come down and come into Christ after all I had did in the world and get over here and stop playing. You know, get over here in God and now start playing. Go and play church and play, you know what I'm saying, play the games that the people are playing. I don't got time for that, because I understand and I remember where I was. I remember crying out. I remember being alone with nobody or nothing, you know, and nobody to hear me or nobody, just you know, just my tears, you know, never a voice, you know, just dead on the inside. But God, the Lord, he gave me life, and I forever owe him. I forever owe him. Oh, my God, I get so emotional when I tell this part about how he saved me. You know, he saved me. And now when I see people, you know, people that knew me from where I was, you know what I'm saying? Not to say that I was good, even at my worst, I was so much better than people at their best. So I got to tell you that I lived a good life. You know what I'm saying? Not to glamorize anything that I've done. But I wasn't to the place that I've seen some people be. But does that make me better? No, it don't. But what it does, hallelujah, that was my body. That was my bottom. That was my bottom. When I was sitting there looking, I'm like, God, look, all this time they were trying to give me, I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, Lord Jesus, I need you now. I need you now. And not only did that time behind, you know, that I could say a little bit of time, because God started doing things for me miraculous. I mean, I'm a miracle. He started doing things for me, boom, boom, boom. It didn't take no time once I surrendered. But him to just start just doing God. I love to sit back, go ahead, God, do your thing. Do your thing. My head is off of it. You do what you need to do, God. But just get me up out of here. You know, and that's the heart that I had. And now I can sit and I can, people that know me from my past can sit and say, oh, Loretta, what did you do? Or they see me, or they see my kids traveling the world, or my daughter's a professor. She's 28 years old, a professor at a college. My other daughter travels the world. Now, these are kids that grew up in the project. These are kids that grew up in the project, and because of who I was, everybody thought they wouldn't be nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I have my youngest daughter, you know, all graduated college when their mother don't have it. I don't even have a middle school diploma. You know, never mind the grade school. You know, so they just started skipping me through. You know what I'm saying? Just let me go, because, you know, just let me go. Just push it to the next grade. You know, until finally they were.
Wow.
You
that's,
know?
That's
so
amazing.
He has done some amazing things in my life. You know, and I'm so truly, truly grateful. So that's why I do the things that I do. I go to prison. I go into the prison. I go into the hospital. I'm a chaplain for the St. John's Hospital. I'm on the streets on Saturdays down by the waterfront, down in Gettysburg, praying, handing out tracts, feeding, whatever needs to be done, you know what I'm saying, in these places, because I remember that could have been me. You know what I'm saying? And most of the time, it wasn't. You know what I'm saying? I was wishing that somebody would have stopped and gave me a word of God. a word of encouragement. You know what I'm saying? So I'm so grateful. I go into the nursing home. I do the prison. You know what I'm saying? I just do whatever I can just to show God how grateful I am for saving me. You know?
And That's amazing.
It's amazing
to hear, because in this day and age, and I see your callers on the line, and callers, I'm gonna get to you guys in a moment to come in and give some word or give some positive word to our spotlight. Also, I see all you guys with your hands raised. I'm gonna come to you guys in a moment, but the thing about a lot of people, and I'm gonna touch bases based on something that you had said before you started your interview, you know, saying, you know, that how thankful you were, you know, based on the fact that I allow people in. One of my mottos, and this is how I feel about something, and I'm very, very passionate about it. I feel like because so many people feel as though that I am unreachable because they may see my status. I know there's most shows I have that when I get off the show, I have to delete some people to add them because all four of my Facebooks are full to the 5,000 capacity. And they'll say stuff to me like, I can't believe. And this is I'm going to tell you this would happen, and I hope this person is not on the line before I share this. But this is something that happened. I went to a show when I first started getting started, they wanted to charge me like $100 for an interview. So, I dumbly paid for the interview, stupidly paid for the interview, not even thinking about it. So then the next interview, and it's almost like a cycle of them. And I'm going to be honest, because God wants me to tell the truth. I'm going to be honest. A second interview was offered to me. This guy wanted to charge me $150. And he was saying, but, you know, I have my station and I have thousands of people, you know, all types of stuff. Well, come a long story short, about 6 months into it, I ended up doing like 6 interviews and paying for all of them. Then this one person offered me a free interview when I became a published author. And I was like, I don't know, because, you know, you're going to want something from me. And his motto was, why would I want something from you when I'm trying to get to where you are? There's been a time where everybody in their life has been down. There's been a time where everybody has suffered from poverty. There's been a time, kid, there's nobody who can tell me they go to their job because they just like it. You're going to your job to pay your bills. You're going to your job to put food on the table. You're going to your job to make sure your children have what you want or what they need. So to say I'm trying to get where everybody is, but I don't want to get to it by stepping on little people. That is my motto. So that's why anybody who comes forward that has anything that they can share with the world, I'm willing to go ahead and let them share it, no questions asked, because my thing is for me to get to my status and where I am, somebody had to reach out their hand to me. And mm-hmm. I know God does not want anybody to be selfish. God doesn't want anybody to be to act like because they have everybody else behind that's up under you is less than you. I call mm-hmm. everyone my equal, and I call everyone my peer and everyone my friend, because that's just the type of heart that I have. So I'm humbled myself and to say to you, I appreciate you and appreciate your words, what you said, and your message that you have is really strong. You kind of put me in a mind of Paula Montgomery as well, because your message that you have is her message that she has is a strong message too. And I just feel like you guys are the voices for God. You're the messages from God. You're the messages from God to heal people, to fix their hearts. Sometimes the only thing it takes is a positive word. Sometimes the only thing it takes mm-hmm. is to hear someone else's story, to hear what somebody else has went through. Because nobody actually started, unless you were born a millionaire, nobody started at the top. Everybody starts from someplace. And as you rise, if you continuously rise in the humbling way that you are, failure is not an option. You know, failure is not an option. God has already put you here for that point. Because God wants you to go ahead and speak to the world. God wants you to share your message.
as far as the prison, the prisons, I'm proud of you for that, because there's some people in jail who have nobody. And those are the same people in jail in the prison system that they use for the guinea pigs to do stuff to. But if you have people like yourself going to these prisons and going to these prison ministries and ministering to them, you're helping them in such a way. Somebody could have a life sentence, and just 20 minutes talking to you can make their day seem better. They might forget about their life sentence. So I commend you. I commend you. I see really big things for you in your future. I just see you spreading the word. I see you spreading your positivity. And I actually, I'll be honest with you, there are very few people that I actually follow. Like, I allow everybody to come on, but I don't really follow a lot of people, let a lot of stuff on my timeline, only because if I did that, my page would be nothing but full of promoting. But see, you've been a sister of Christ from the beginning to me. You've been somebody that's close to me from when we first got introduced.
Yep.
We first got
yep.
introduced by a
yep.
fine, like, upstanding gentleman citizen, and I appreciate him so much. But in the same token, the fact that you're so humbled makes it, like, 20,000 times better, because you don't have the attitude of, well, I'm here now, so forget it. I'm here now. You still
mm-hmm.
have the attitude that no matter what you're doing is not enough if not enough people in the world is hearing it. So my next question for you is, what do you have coming forward? What do you have something coming forward in the coming
yes.
future that you need to tell us about?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm doing it's called Unwrap Your Gifts, and it's on November 9th. It's on November 19th. And actually, I'm going to read the letter that I sent out, and then it's a flyer with it. It says, "We're asking for your help in a quest to provide gifts for children with incarcerated parents during this Christmas season. While parents are in prison, children might live with a grandparent, aunt, and uncle, or other parents. Often caregivers struggle to keep food on the table and lack resources to provide gifts to children during this Christmas season. It is our desire to share the agape love of God to some of these children by providing them with gifts this Christmas. As a means of providing as many gifts as possible, we'll be hosting a variety show December 19th to raise the funds needed to provide as many gifts as possible. We believe that this endeavor will bless the children while providing the opportunity to have fun and fellowship. We're not supporting Christmas, but we are supporting Christ this Christmas. The word tells us it's better to give than to receive." And then it goes on to say to contact me. I'm the contact person. And at the end of the show, I'll shout out my website, my email, and my phone number is here on here. So actually, what we're doing is I'm asking for to have any type of gift. You know, like if you could sing, if you could dance, if you could mime, if you could flag, if you could rap, whatever you could do to come out into this variety show. There is going to be a cash prize for the winner. You know, we're gonna each person that comes out to the show is actually providing a child a toy. So we're gonna start with, so it's like a fundraiser. And then I'm asking that if anybody that's on the line that knows of a caregiver that's taking care of a child or children that of an incarcerated parent, to call me, to hit me up, and we're going to make sure those are the people that we bless. Because we want to make sure that we hit our community. You know what I'm saying? That we make sure that we look out for our own. So I'm asking everybody on the line, if you know of anybody in need, this is what this is about. It's about us coming together to make sure that we lift up one. So when we were down, somebody helped us. So that's what it's about. That's what it's about. So this is on November 19th at 4:00 at the Terrytown Tarrytown Opportunity Center. And the donation is $25. Each child gets a gift for $25. You know what I'm saying? Each child. And then depending on how successful it is, they may, now we want, hopefully we'll be able to double it. If anybody wants to donate gifts, you know what I'm saying? If anybody wants to donate any gifts, you know, for the children, you're welcome to drop off any donation, anything that you could do to make those that incarcerated children feel the love of God. Because it's not about so much as Christmas, it's about showing them who Christ is, you know, this Christmas. And that's the thing that I'm just going with. It's about showing the love of Christ. You know, it's not so much as a gift, but we want them to know that Jesus loves them in spite of whatever situation you're in, that Jesus still loves you. So I'm asking everybody to come out with their gifts and their talents, you know what I'm saying, to sing and dance and to be a blessing. And then we're going to have a good time, you know, laughing and we're going to do the Apollo, you know, you see who wins, and it's gonna be good. I got things, a very nice event, but most of all, it's a beneficial event because the men, like I said, I go into the prison, and I see the men in there, and I know that they're struggling. They're just struggling trying to get a call. So I know that it's hard for the caregiver or for the mother of their child to, you know, try to look out for him and still try to, you know what I'm saying, try to get gifts for the kids. Somebody's gonna be slack. So if we can help them in any way, you know, to make sure the kids are okay, then that right there will free up the caregiver to do other things. To do other things this season. So it's about spreading the love. That's really what it is. It's about spreading the love. So I'm asking anybody once again who can dance, or if you know of anybody that's in need of gifts for their children, please hit me up. You know what I'm saying? We want to be a blessing. We want to be a blessing because that's what it's about. It's about being a blessing.
Yes, definitely. It's important to be a blessing. I know that's something that me and my husband do yearly. We actually take care of a family of a less fortunate, or we strive on single parents who are struggling to raise a child. And he raises money basically through his job to help them and present them with Christmas. So that's something powerful that you're doing. And again, your message doesn't stop, and you don't stop giving. I know that you should probably look up Laurie Edwards, because Laurie is actually in New York as well. So I'm sure that he would not have a problem with coming by with his voice and singing.
Oh, okay.
You know, so
yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's Laurie Edwards.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I've heard him, and yeah, he's one of my friends on Facebook. So I will actually reach out to him to see if he would be willing. And that goes to anybody else that's on the line. If you got any type of gift, and we just want to make the show good, we want to make it successful, we want to be, you know, to be a blessing. Also, I give out food baskets during Thanksgiving. I mean, during Christmas, the Christmas season. My hands is in everything because I remember when my hands were doing so much dirt. You know what I'm saying? Now they're clean, they still got to stay busy. You know, so I just thank God for all that he's allowing me to do.
Yes, definitely.
You know?
And another thing I wanted to ask you, and this is before, I'm going to just ask you these questions before I start bringing your callers in.
Mm-hmm.
For people to look for your book, where do they find your book?
My book's in Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com. Anywhere that there's an inspirational section, you can go and get the book. You can also go to my website, redislifeline.com. You can get the book through my website. Also, you can just hit me up, and you know I've got my I'm stocked. So, in any one of those outlets, you're able to get both books. Both books are in Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. So you can go there, or just like I said, go to my website. You can purchase the books through my website, and also, you see me, I got copies, you know.
So I'm gonna start bringing your folks in, and I'm gonna bring you guys in. In the order that you press 1 to speak to our spotlight author this evening. So let's see. I'm going to bring in 2191. I have you on the line with Brenda Williams in our spotlight tonight. How are you tonight?
Fine, and yourself?
I am blessed. I don't woke up now. She don't woke me up with her positive words. She got me good, woke me right on up. Because I was trying.
Yeah.
I was surviving.
but she woke me up. So what do you have to say with our positive spotlight this evening?
First of all, excuse me. First of all, congratulations, Sister Loretta. This is Bridget from Now Away.
Hi, Bridget.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I'm glad. And I want to ask you one question, because I know you was talking about on your second book, you was making a second edition. Did that happen as of yet or no?
Yeah, but it's not out yet because I'm building my company, and it'll be out like in not this year, 2016, but in 2017. But the name of it is The Signs of My Time.
I'm talking about the one where, because I bought the one where I didn't do the climb, but I had to do the time.
Oh, yeah, that's the workshop.
Yeah, I bought that one. Did you put it in a second edition yet or no?
No, not that one, not that one. No.
Oh, okay.
The first one comes to the second edition.
Oh, okay. So my first question is, I guess it'll be my second question, is after I heard your upbringing, because I went to some of your signings and stuff, and I heard where you were speaking at. And I heard about your upbringing. I even heard it again on the phone and stuff of that nature. I wanted to know, as a woman and a child of God, to be able to get the word out successfully. And I know we only can do it by the Holy Spirit, by God, for He teaches and He knows all things. But I believe in excellence. So my question is, are you taking any sort of courses? Are you going to school to even better yourself in that aspect, that you may be able to reach even more through your writing?
No, I'm not taking any courses, because the courses that I take are crash courses, and that's straight through the Holy Ghost. So everything is what you get. I take spiritual courses now. I'm in Bible school. I graduated. I've done successfully 6 years Bible college. I completed, got my diploma. I've been back now. This is my second year going for focus classes that I've been taking, and I've started taking business classes. But as far as writing, I write only what the Holy Ghost gives me. You know.
Oh,
so,
okay. That's good.
Because that's not anything that I even thought was even a gift. I didn't even think that it was, you know what I'm saying? It's not a gift. What it is, it's just the reality of who I am and what God has done in my life. So that's where the book came from. It's just by me just giving God glory. You know, so no, I didn't go to any courses on writing, because writing what God gave me.
Oh, okay, that's good. That was it. Well, continue on your journey writing and doing what God tell you to do and have you to do. And like she said, there's nothing but up for you.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Thank you so much for calling in. You're the best. That's what I'm saying. You bring positivity, and everything you touch is so positive. So just thank you so much. And Carla, I really appreciate you for hanging online with us this long. I appreciate
Well, Loretta,
you for your
listen, Loretta,
words.
Loretta, we fellowship together. I mean, her pastor know our pastor. That's their kids. So, when one of us is doing something well, we gonna hang in there with them.
Okay. That's what it's about.
About
support.
Amen.
Amen.
I appreciate
you.
Bless God. Bless
God.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You have a great night. Hang on now.
Brenda. Wait, I'm sorry. Yes. You say you're doing a variety show, right?
Yeah,
now,
yes. I know you want to be a part of it.
No, like, listen. Could we have skits? Could I do a skit?
Yeah, yes, you can.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Can.
Put
yes,
me down.
All
Put
right,
me down.
I got you. All right, I got you.
I'm mad I can't
okay.
be there.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I got some great talent. Oh, my God, this is going to be off the chain. Y'all going to be so surprised with the people that have stepped forward to just go ahead and be a blessing. you know, not looking for anything, not looking, you know what I'm saying, not, but just wanting to be a blessing. And it just turned out way so much better than I could have even imagined. And that's who God is. He said he does exceedingly and abundantly above all we can even think or even act. So I just love this. I love the word of God because I know, because that's where I can find out what's my portion. You know what I'm saying? Cause I'm looking at the Bible, boy. I'm looking to see. I'm all over the blessing part. I'm all over that. When you say blessing, oh, yeah, you know, I'm studying that. So anyway, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. I'm definitely going to put your name down.
Yes.
Wow. See, I'm mad I'm going to miss it. I hope you tape some of it so I can see it.
Okay,
take it and post it for me so I can see it.
I will.
I want to see the skit and everything.
Thank you, Brenda.
All right, well, thank you so much. You're welcome, hon. Just hold on the line. I'm bringing some other folks on here. Thank you. That is so great. Just so many positive people in one place. That is just so great. All right, so I'm going to bring on 9411. I have you on the line with Brenda Williams, Speak Your Mind Radio, and our author spotlight. How are you this evening?
Hi, Brenda. It's Paula. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm
you see
good.
Me trying to get myself together, you know.
Yes.
Wait, let's
don't
make sure
feel
that
bad.
Cass is not online.
I was ripping and running myself. And Evangelist Whitney, who's my church sister, Bridget, you just spoke to her. She reminded me, although I didn't need reminding, I just needed to be focused because Loretta, congratulations, my sister. I mean, I have a different type of love and respect for her, you know, because it's like she's always coming, doing something to help someone and, you know, to support people in any way that she can. And like I said, case in point, had it not been for her, I would have never connected with you, Brenda.
And I
really, really appreciate the type of person she is. She's very intense. And she stands for what she believes. And, you know, I really love and admire that about her. And I pray God, you know, grants her every heart desire because she truly, you know, she deserves it. And I just thank God for her being my sister in Christ and my friend.
Thank God. Thank you, Paula. You know I love
you. You're so welcome. I love you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know I said I hope the pastor ain't on the line because, you know, I don't know what he mentioned. I was out. Now, look, I was out partying. You know, I got in trouble last time. I said, let me behave. I tell you what, I partied like a rock star, and I'm paying for it today because both my legs are killing me. I feel like I'm about 89 years old. I'm about to go, and when I'm done with the show, somebody said, you need to soak in Epsom salt. I said, you know what, I'm going to buy some and do it.
Mm-hmm. But you know what,
you know,
I'm
when
so
you don't
glad
go
that
out.
You got this interview, you know, because it's a positive thing for people to hear what she's doing and what she's trying to do and where she's going because, like I said, even before I was blessed enough to release my book, you know, she had, you know, given me some sound advice. And I really praise God for, you know, she gave me a lot of exposure, things that, you know, venues that I wasn't privy to prior to my book. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
I'm
grateful.
Reach out to my New York people because I've got some New York poets. I've got some New York singers because you guys know I interview I don't know how many people. And
mm-hmm.
you know that's the only music I play is people's music. I'm stuck on Latrice Lawrence. I don't know. I haven't
Amen.
Moved on.
Yes.
But I'm stuck, just completely stopped and stumped. But I have a lot of other folks that I interview. I know I have Third World Group. They're in New York. They're somewhere in New York City as well. And they do positive rap. Also, there is, you know who else? Bill Blass. Bill Blass. And Bill Blass is from Yonkers, New York.
Bill
Blass is very positive, too. So I'm going to reach out to them. Definitely. If you had the flyer, would you plug that in my event room? And I'm going to make sure that all of them are in the event room to see that.
Okay.
Because
okay,
you can get
will.
Some real, you can get some talent. You know, you're already getting a lot of talent. You got some talented folks, but you can get you some other talented folks as well that would actually make that event just amazing. It's going to be amazing regardless, but there's no reason not to add some more amazing folks to it.
I know that's right.
No reason. But thank you so much, Paula. I appreciate you for calling. hang
Thank
on the line,
I will.
My friend.
Thank you,
Paul. And I'm go ahead and get someone else on. Me and her are always giggling anyway, so I'm going to get somebody else on. All right, let's see here. Let's see where I'm at now. 2-1. Okay, here. I'm going to bring somebody else on real quick, too. I want to make sure I get everybody in before we end out. Then I got to give all her information. All right, so I'm going to bring on 4489, you're on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio and our spotlight author of the evening. How are you tonight?
I'm fine.
Hello? Can you hear us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Hi, Auntie, it's Kia.
Hi, Kia. How you doing, baby?
I listen to you. You know, and I just wanted to say on the air how very proud I am of you. I love you. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, as your oldest niece, that I've seen how far you've come.
Okay.
I can't say how very, oh, God, how proud I am of you. I don't want to tear up, but I just want you to know that I'm always going to continue to support you, and I love you, and I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, baby. Oh my God! And then you know, this is a blessing because she's just now coming out of her shell. I'm telling you, I'm blessing God for her that He's doing great things in your life, and I'm just so proud. I'm just shocked that she called. So that's a great clap to you. Bravo to you. God bless you, sweetie. I love you too. Thank you.
Oh, have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.
Too.
Thanks
God
for
bless.
Calling.
Oh,
that's
my
so
God.
Sweet. That is
yeah,
so sweet.
Oh, my God, yeah. God is doing some amazing things within my family, and I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful.
Yes. Let me go ahead and get this. I don't know if I picked up this line yet, but I'm going to pick it up again if I didn't. 9833, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio and our spotlight author. How are you tonight?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. My name is Terry. Red is Terry.
Oh, hello. Oh, hi. That's my sister.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, sister.
I'm listening. Hi.
Oh,
I just heard my Takia is my daughter. And
wow.
I didn't know how to press one. I didn't know how to press one to get online.
Oh.
Slow.
Yeah.
But I just have to, you know, piggyback off what Takia said. Better, you know, I'm calling because, you know, I'm trying to support. I love you, sis. You know, I know
you,
where you was. You know what I'm saying? I was there. I know where you was. I was there with you. You know what I'm saying? I remember. And I'm so,
yeah.
so proud of you. And you are my inspiration. You know?
Thank God.
I thank Jesus. I thank God. Better introduced me to God. You know? She introduced me to God. And I love her for that. Thank you, sis. And, you know, you got my support 100%. I'm in your corner, boo. I love you. You keep doing
you.
What you're saying. I love you, sis. You keep doing what you I'm proud of you, and I'm proud of your daughters. I'm proud of all of our children. But
yeah.
I'm on the phone to support. You know what I'm saying? I'm so proud. I can't believe you're on the radio.
Oh, Lord,
how
oh,
I sound,
no. Let
me get off this phone before I take
yes,
her. Take a spotlight.
Give
me the other phone,
baby. Thank
right.
you so much
right.
for calling
I
in.
You. I love
right.
you. I love,
love
you.
Love you, too.
Thank I love you, baby. Proud of you.
Bye-bye. I love you, too.
Bye-bye. Wow. Okay, so I'm going to continue to pick up you callers. You need to press 1 if you want to speak. I mentioned it once before, but I'll mention it again. To speak, you have to press 1, and then once you press 1, I'll bring you in. To speak. So let me go ahead and continue. Hi, you're on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio and our spotlight author. How are you this evening? Do we have a shy one? 6606.
Oh, hello, Loretta.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, beautiful. How are you?
I'm good. Who's that?
When I'm in your presence, there's this song. I call it my cheerleading song, To God Be the Glory. And when I'm in your presence, when I hear your voice, I always think of that song, and I'm just ready to pull out pom-poms and just sing that song and shake pom-poms and bang on the tambourine. Brother, I am so, so proud of you. So proud of you. And all
thank
I can say is congratulations, baby, and keep doing what you're doing. I'm proud of you, and I'm proud of your girl.
Thank
Won't
you.
God do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it?
Won't he do it? Yes, he will. I have to say that Marie Brenda that's on the line, she sat down with me and helped me to learn how to write sentences. To make sentences. When I was writing a book, I didn't know how to make the sentences. You know, she was like, no, you don't start the sentence off with that. No, take that. I had quotation marks over everything and punctuation. I had it all messed up because, like I said, I had never read a book, so I had nothing to compare anything to. And she sat down and she with me and she started showing me, and then I just sent my book. But I thank God that I learned how to make a sentence. So when I tell you that for me to be someone that God would use to have a company of books, you know, you got to know that that's God. And I'm saying that this was just in the last few years that I learned how to actually, write a sentence. I learned how to put, when I started going to school, at the School of the Bible, they started teaching me how to put, you know, the Bible words into a sentence. But I, you know, so that was like kind of scripted. But she sat down with me and showed me how to make proper sentences. So I just thank God for her and all that she has done and how God uses her in my life and the various things that I do. She's always there. And I just thank God for you. I thank God for you.
I thank God
Marie.
For you.
Wow.
And how you let me know how important the instruction book is, the Bible is, and what a wonderful gift it is to give to somebody. I thank God for you that you and your babies traveled through that storm that Hurricane South Carolina had and got stuck with us last year, and you spoke at my mother's funeral. I just thank God for you, Retta, and I thank God for what you're doing in your life. And
thank you so much.
I love you.
Thank you. I love you too. Thank you so much.
Peace and
oh
blessings,
my God.
Baby. Peace and
thank
blessings.
You so
thank
much.
You.
Thank you. That was just great. You have a good night too. Hang on the line with us. Have a great night. Okay, I have to go to a quick break. So I'm going to give you your choice since this is your author spotlight. You can go with Latrice Lawrence, Mary, Did You Know, or you can go with I'm Going to Be Ready by Latrice.
I'm going to be ready. You Latrice. Already know. You already know. I'm going to be ready.
Well, you know that's my new theme song.
That's my favorite song. That song has brought me through everything. Everything. Oh my God, I can't even tell you how many times I listen to whenever something go wrong. I'm gonna be ready, God. I'm gonna be ready. This time. Last time I messed up, but this time I'm gonna be ready. So I'm gonna be ready. I love it.
See, now that's my favorite too. I think Paula's favorite is Mary, Did You Know? But we got 2-on-1. This is my favorite too, so we're gonna play this one.
All right.
Hold on one moment. I'm gonna go ahead and play it.
Me, oh, prepare my heart.
Ooh.
control. Lost everything, but still had you. You showed me a grace. Now my life's renewed. And I thank you. Yes, I thank you. So I'll tell anyone who listens, I testify about how good you were to me when my so-called friends passed me by. The fact that you would show somebody so broke down so much mercy. What's there for me? Cause you made the ultimate sacrifice. It's all because of you that I even have life. And I'll give you my love as I tribute my
That was your favorite song by Latrice Lawrence. My favorite song by Latrice Lawrence. It's a funny story about that song. I play that song on my timeline a lot. I play Yolanda Adams one, the one with the guy mining. And I played it and played it and played it. And it was right before my break. I took a 2-month summer break. And I asked her, I said, hey, Latrice, can you sing this song for me? You know, and she was like, well, sure, send me the song. So I sent it to her. And a couple of weeks before I came back, she sent it to me, and I was just in total awe. And then she made it the official theme song of Speak Your Mind Radio. And I love it. Like, I've been an advocate supporter of hers from the very beginning. I think from when I first had Mary, Did You Know? And it's just, she's doing the same thing. She's spreading God's word, but she's spreading it through song. So I just want everybody to prosper, and I want everybody to prosper regardless of how you're prospering, and whether it's in song or it's in word,
And so that's how come if I ever have an interview, like one where I know that somebody's bringing, you know, the word to God, I play her music because she has a godly voice. I love her voice. Mm-hmm. You know, she was given a blessing. And I feel that, hey, we're going to share it. We're going to love it. But I'm elated over it. But I'm going to bring in one more person for you. And I might have brought this person in before. I'm not sure because when I said press one, everybody pressed one at the same time. So I don't know if I brought this person in yet. But I'm bringing another person in before we end out. So let me see about if I brought you in already. 1383, you're on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio and our author spotlight. Have I brought you in yet tonight?
No, you haven't.
Good. Hey, how are you? I didn't know if I did it because everybody pressed one. So you're on the air.
How are you? My name is Kenya. Hi, Auntie. How are you?
Oh, hi, Kenya. How you doing, sweetie?
Hi, Kenya.
I'm good. I was just calling in to send my love. To let you know that I support you and that I'm very proud of you and what you're doing. You're truly an inspiration to me. You know, God is in control, and you're definitely, you know, I'm proud of who you've become and then proud of your journey. And I pray, you know, that, you know, God gives you the ability to continue to touch lives as you currently are.
Thank you, sweetie.
I love you so much, and like I said, I just want to call in and send you my love.
Thank you, sweetie.
Aww.
I'm telling you, God is doing some miraculous things in through my family, where I'm seeing him just going down through the generations and bringing him, just doing marvelous things for my nieces, my nephews, my family in general as a whole. So I have to give God glory. So I just can't stop because the more I see, the more I want to do. You know what I'm saying? So it's just such a blessing. It's such an inspiration. We were all over my sister's house, and she made lasagna and fried chicken and baked the cake. I was like, Lord, you know this is a good day. I had preached earlier today, and then I went to my sister's house, and now I'm doing this, on the spotlight, and now I'm here, my nieces. And I thank everybody that called me, everybody that's listening, for those that ain't saying nothing. I just thank everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow, that is just powerful. Just the fact that you have so much family support is just that's powerful. They're a great family, and you can hear in their voices that they know where you've been and they know where you've come.
Right.
You can
right.
hear it, you know. And
right.
to me,
right.
those stories are not always they don't always end up good, you know. But when the story ends up good. And people can come in humbly and say, I'm so proud of you. That right there tells a story, you know, everything that was going on. So you do have a very strong family, strong bond. And that's amazing because if you don't, without family and without support, you know, people have a much harder time of making it. So that's important when you have people behind you. But before we end out, I just need you to tell everybody about your website, how to find you, just more information about you.
Okay, my website is redislifeline.com. Redis, RETTAS, life, LIFE, line, LINE, Redis Lifeline. It's all one word, redislifeline.com. And you can go there, you can see, basically, what I've started, I haven't really been working on it. But my books are there. You can go purchase my books. You can see, you know, just see who I am. And you can leave a comment because the comment box goes comes right to me. You can leave a comment if you want to purchase a book or if you just want to say something. I've had mentors. I'm telling you, God is just amazing. He's just amazing. Also, my email is Loretta Hagler, same name, at yahoo.com. Loretta Hagler, LoretaHagler, at yahoo.com. I'm gonna put a flyer up
I'm going to hope, give, you know, send you a flyer, Brenda, and it's going to have the event of November 19th at Terrytown Center in Terrytown, New York, and it has my information there. It has my information also on there. And like I said, you can go to Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, the website, or you can just hit me up and I'll get your book. I'll mail your book right out. Or books. I'm putting the S on that. All right. So in either way, you can get in touch with me.
Okay. All right. And also, one other thing. Last words of encouragement for anybody else out there who's trying to make it or that's struggling or it's in a hard time, or in a bad place in their life. Last final words from you as far as inspiration. What would you say to lift someone's spirit?
I would say to anybody that's going through, I've been in so many different areas in my life, domestic violence, I've been prison, I've been just so many different things. I would say to you to find God. You can't, people want to help you, but a lot of people don't know how to help. There's people that will really be there for you if they know how to be there for you. There's nobody that can deliver you. See, because a lot of people push things under the rug, and just because it's out of sight and out of mind, that they think that it's over with. But those things continue to fester within inside of you. And the only way to be delivered from it, you have to be delivered. That's so important. People are not being delivered from things. They're not being delivered. They're just moving, and they're like dead men walking. You know what I'm saying? Because if you have not been delivered, if your soul has not been replenished from that hurt and from that wound and from that pain, hallelujah, glory to God, it continues to go with you from place to continues. It continues. So I just want to pray for anybody that's on this line. Just let me say a prayer. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm talking to that man or woman right now, Father, that's in a place of pain, a place of hurt, a place, dear God, that of wounds, dear God, a place, dear God, that secret place, dear God, that they're hiding their secrets in, Father. But Father, I speak right now in the name of Jesus to that place, dear God. I pray right now, dear God, that you will bring light into that dark place, dear God, and that you will bring death to that thing that the enemy brought life to, Father. In the name of Jesus, dear God, I pray for a comfort, oh God. Oh, boy, God, over the soul, oh, God. I pray, Father, for the restoring of their soul, oh, God. I pray for the prosperity of their soul, God, because we understand that the enemy's after their soul. Oh, boy, God, so I pray for the souls of your people, Father. Oh, boy, God, those that are wounded and those that are hurt and those that have been battered, dear God, those that suffer in silence. Father, right now, bring forth a deliverance, oh, God. Deliver your people from all of this evil, dear God. Touch, heal, and deliver them right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Move by your Spirit, God. Oh, God, I ask right now, hallelujah, that no matter what it is, allow them to know that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, glory to God. So, Father, right now, dear God, I pray, dear God, that you would destroy the yokes, oh, God, and that you would lift the burdens, dear God, up off of your people, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Dear God, give them a heart, glory to God. Hallelujah, oh, God, to cry out to you, oh, glory to God, because you're the only one, glory to God, that can set them free. For your word tells us that who the Son sets free is free indeed. So, Father, right now, I thank you, hallelujah, for the change that you just broken, dear God, for the prisons that you just opened the doors to, oh God. Oh God, for unleashing and unlashing, then loosen the Holy Ghost upon your people, dear God, that can rest, rule, and abide in them now and forevermore. Hallelujah. Father, continue to have your way in their life, dear God. Connect them with the right person, dear God, that can show them to who you are, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord God, we just say thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that your people's souls, dear God, can get anchored to you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Bless God.
Amen. Amen. I want to thank you so much for this interview. It was great. I will be uploading it to your page in a couple of days. Therefore, you can go back and listen to it. And, you know, all your the folks that came on the line, all your family, all your friends, they can go back and hear it. And it's a funny thing about not being able to call in the shows and not being able to talk. It's funny because you think that you won't be able to do it, but once you do it and hear yourself, you're like, oh, I sounded good. I'm going to start calling some more. So I'm definitely going to upload it. I'm going to upload it to your show, and I look forward to seeing you this week at my show. My show's topic this week is going to be, and it's Thursday nights, 10 p.m. My topic this week is going to be when a child comes to you and tells you that they've been sexually assaulted or molested, how do you handle it? So my and the reason why I'm having this show is I had somebody come in my inbox and tell me about a situation, and they just want to come on the line and talk about it. So they wanted that topic, and I had told them, I said, well, I can't really do domestic because I just did domestic violence, but this is different. This is actually not even child really abuse. This is how do you handle a child coming to you, especially if it's a friend or a family member. Because as you know, in a lot of the older world, it's be quiet, we can't have the family part.
Right.
Be quiet,
right.
The church can't know. So there's a lot of stuff to talk about there. So that show, for everybody that's on the line and is interested in calling in and talking about that, that's going to be this Thursday night starting at 10 o'clock. It's from 10 to 11. Love to have you guys on. You can just listen or you can call in and weigh in your option. But Ms. Loretta, I want to say thank you so much. I appreciate you. This has been another great interview. You have completely woke me up because I was like really tired beforehand, and I was like coming on, but you know the show must go on, and your positive words and just your light and your energy is what I've always loved about you. So I know that we will speak with each other again.
Yes,
I'm going to actually end out with another song that I know you will like. It's not Latrice Lawrence. It is Marla Hogue. But because I've heard you say so much about God, I know you're going to love this song. So I want to tell you good night. Amen to
you. All right, my dear.
And you keep doing your work. You keep being the messenger for the Lord. You just keep it up, and they'll never stop, and they'll never let nobody tell you anything other than the greatness that you're doing. And it's an honor and a pleasure to know you, and I know we're going to work with each other in the future.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. You have a good one. Hang on. We got a lot to do.
Yeah,
we got work to do. God bless you too,
sister.
That's
right. All right. God bless you.
Love the Jesus.
thank you all for another great night and another great interview. Thank you to our author, Spotlight. Love her to death. She's a blessed and anointed sister. And I know we got good things coming forward from this sister. I know we do. And I'm just going to be right there for her because she is definitely, definitely a phenomenal woman. Love her to death. Good night. Coming from Speaking Mind Radio.